This time on Slaughterhouse Princess, Wicked City. Something wicked this way comes.
This time around on Chris Fact or Fiction, Chris refers to his penis as his elephant's trunk.
No.
It's because it's gray and his pee hole is way too big.
Still no.
Bazinga? Theme music!
Welcome to Slaughterhouse, Princess. I'm Chris.
You stupid!
Okay.
And I am Horse Lanta.
Uh-huh. And there's no Troy.
No Troy. I bet he's sad.
He's very sad.
He wants to be here because we're podcasting.
True. But we... what we lack in Troy, we make up for with Malort.
Yep.
Because it's not only anime, but it's also Malort.
Yeah, we got little bottles.
Of Malort.
It was some kind of collaboration between Drunken Lady Von Sadie Shark and Troylington.
Yeah, so we're going to drink Malort.
Yep. We're going in blind. All we know is it tastes like fossil fuel is what Troy has told us.
Yeah.
It's kosher.
That's good.
We have 50 milliliters of it.
Yeah, each.
So, yeah, let's get our unfiltered reactions here to the Malort.
Oh, boy, I can't wait. Here's to this.
Mazel tov. Oh. 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 God.
Ugh.
Oh, bad. Man.
It's like earwax and rubbing alcohol.
It makes Mr. Boston's taste like Kool-Aid. Oh, God, that's awful. That's an awful thing.
It really lingers.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh, God.
I wasn't prepared for how bad that was.
That's rough, family. Oh. It definitely tastes like something you're not supposed to drink.
Yeah, so that...
Ugh.
Ugh.
And we got, what, 4 more of those?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
It's like... medicine from Russia or something. I don't know, dude. That isn't good.
It won't go away, the taste.
Nah, family.
It's really just in there now.
Ugh. Oh, that was worse. I had a chaser and everything. And
well, that's horrible.
Thanks.
Yep. So, we did that.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Is there a way you're supposed to drink it? Like, are you supposed to...
No, I would say is the answer.
Jesus.
That's how you're supposed to drink it, is to not drink it. Oh.
It's better than the Mezcal, but worse than Mr. Boston's. It's worse than El Toro.
Yeah.
El Toro is gross, but... oh, and it just sticks around so long.
It's just hanging out.
I guess we're friends now.
So, Malort?
Jesus.
Don't recommend?
Nah, family. Why is that even a thing? Who is that for? Do people seek that out?
No, it seems like it's just there for...
for punishment?
Spite. It's a spite drink. I couldn't even imagine getting drunk on Malort.
Right. No, like, intentionally?
No.
You're like, man, let's have a good time. Let's get a bunch of Malort.
Ugh. So anyway.
God bless.
Strangely enough, it's like a 3 out of 10.
Maybe a 2? 1.5? 2?
Don't recommend.
The only thing I've had worse sitting on this couch is that fucking mezcal, which I won't even drink. It tastes like vanilla and pepper, and I'll have no part of it. I don't know. Mezcal might be better than Malort. Malort is...
It goes away, at least.
Yeah. Man, that Malort was bad. I can't wait to put that on the wheel.
Yeah, so anyway...
Yeah, thanks. Thanks so much.
Enough about Malort.
What about Wicked City?
What about Wicked City?
That film that we watched.
Yeah. It's an anime film.
It is. From the late 80s? 87?
Early 90s.
87, dog.
Well, in the U.S. it was early 90s.
I don't fucking know. So, do we start out with the man in a bar? Right?
Yep. Yep.
And he's talking to the bartender about some gal?
Yep.
Some gal that's hard to impress, but the man has somehow captured her attentions.
He's been putting in work, too. It's been like weeks or months.
Putting the smooths on her.
And she emerges from the restroom.
Yep. She's putting on her face paint.
Yeah.
Her coitus paint.
And they head back to her place.
Yep, for coitus.
Yeah.
With paint.
Immediately.
Yep. And they coitus.
Yeah, but it turns out, funny
story. They coitus on top, they coitus from the back.
Yeah,
they coitus from underneath, they coitus all over the place.
She immediately retrieves his member when he comes to the door.
He gets the fellatio.
Yeah. And get used to the awkward...
Constant sex.
The awkward pauses when we have to describe weird sex for no particular reason. I mean tasteful sex for plot reasons.
Yes. Wicked City sex.
Yeah.
Canoodling is what we'll call it.
And they have the coitus.
They canoodle.
But turns out, funny story.
Kind of funny.
Story.
She's a spider monster.
Yeah, she was a secret spider monster.
Yeah.
Who just wanted that sweet, sweet seed.
Load.
And then she turns into a spider monster.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, hey, gotcha,
I'm
bitch.
A spider monster.
And she runs off.
She tried to eat him with her vagine.
Yeah, it's got a lot of teeth.
Yep. More teeth than most should have.
Yeah.
Except for from that movie, Teeth. But at least that movie was classy enough not to show you it.
Yeah.
This one didn't care. Didn't care about class. It just cared about vagine teeth.
That's true. And, we learn about protagonist.
Right. Man guy.
Yeah. By day, he is a electronics... He works for some sort of electronic company.
Is he a computer guy?
Yeah, something like that.
You're a computer guy.
Yeah. But...
Do you have sex with spider monsters?
Not yet.
We're not supposed to talk about it.
I'm not going to say no because I haven't gone all the way through my career progression, but... One can only assume.
Once you're king of the computer guys, you have to have sex with a spider monster.
Yeah.
I've heard.
I mean, they don't call the World Wide Web for nothing.
I'm just a humble bread salesman. I don't think that comes up in my career.
Yeah. Well.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, I'll be sure to report back once I get to the level.
God, that Malort just keeps coming right back to haunt you.
Yeah, it's like it really digs in. In a way that I find personally offensive.
It becomes a part of you.
Hey, so this one time, I made a friend of the podcast, Matt.
I know Matt. Well,
between Troy and I, we had them drink some Malort at a live show.
I have his image on a pillow.
Also, I have that as well.
Yeah.
And never once done anything weird with it.
Me neither, all the time.
Definitely not constantly.
Not right now.
No.
Not right here in front of Chris.
Yeah. Which I appreciate.
Look at it.
No.
Anyway.
I'm just saying the hole wasn't there originally.
Nope. You really gotta work that fucker in.
Yeah. One time me and Troy conspired to have Malort be a thing that people drank on a thing. I'm sorry for that. I feel bad now.
It's a bad time.
I didn't realize the level of violence that that represented.
It is so bad.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Boston's is fine.
Yeah, no, Mr. Boston's is a delightful cocktail.
Yes.
Comparatively speaking.
Yes. Malort was, it was rough.
I will drink another 750 milliliters of fucking Mr. Boston's any day.
Heard that.
Before I drink Malort.
Once our gallon is gone, I'll get us some more.
Oh, there's so much more Malort.
Yeah.
Like, not by volume, but by sheer existing. That's yeah. A lot. Anyway.
Well, we gotta find a rape rattler.
Yes, a grapefruit rattler.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah, pretty
that's,
much.
That's you said most of those syllables.
Yeah. I said all the right consonants and vowels, just in the wrong order.
Like you do. But let's get back to Wicked City.
Yeah, rape rattlers.
So Wicked City.
Yeah! Yeah, it's a movie.
Protagonist.
Man guy.
Yeah. He's like a Secret Service agent, but for demons.
Yeah. What are they called now?
The Black...
Black World.
Something.
A Black Guard from the Black World.
That sounds about right.
That's what the internet words are.
And in this world, there's the demon world and the human world.
Yeah.
And they're trying to hash out a peace treaty.
Yeah.
You know, for... peace reasons.
You gotta fight for peace.
True. And Mr. Protagonist, he probably has a name, but I can't be asked to remember.
Man Guy?
Yeah. Reginald Man Guy.
There you go. You finally said what I've been saying over and over.
So Reginald Man Guy is put in charge of, was Giuseppe?
Geppetto.
Yeah, Geppetto. That's probably right.
He's that little man from Ninja Scroll.
Yeah, he really is just the little man from Ninja Scroll.
Yep. If you've ever seen Ninja Scroll and you know who the little man is, then we've given you all the visuals you need.
I believe this is tangentially related Ninja Scroll.
Was that a thing in 80s, 90s animes, having a little guy like that? You've seen way more than I have, but I feel like if there's a little Geppetto guy in two of them, they've got to be in several of them.
I want to say the writer of Ninja Scroll wrote this.
Ah.
But I can't swear to that. If only we had some sort of fun paid intern we could ask these questions to.
Hold on, I'll ask him, and I'll say everything that I type.
Oh, good, good. That's the important part, is saying it out loud.
I really like it because it makes Troy so mad that he swore at his wife because his wife was doing something similar to that.
Okay, I feel like you didn't 100% understand that anecdote.
No, I heard what he said. I listened to the episode, and he almost yelled, "Damn it, Brett," because she was saying something that she was typing.
Right, that's not it. So the fault is on you. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, I'm taking blame, but I'm still saying that it... Well, yeah, I know that it is. It pisses off Troy, so that's why I do it. Now, if you'll shut up for a second, at Christian LeBlanc 79, hashtag 7919.
Hashtag?
Hashtag. It sounds like drugs.
What hashtag, please?
The same guy what wrote Ninja Scroll right Wicked City Triple question mark?
That's how you know it's a real question, not one of the fake ones.
You're a fake one. What's your elephant's trunk?
True. So, Geppetto has to be guarded.
He's got to be kept alive for the peace treaties.
Yeah, for the peace accord that's coming up.
And Man Guy has to, he's got to partner up with some lady from Dark World.
Yeah, her name is... Name.
Lady Gal.
And,
Sounds good.
There is, oh, are you?
You know that I am.
Okay. There is a faction of the demons that are the radicals.
Yeah.
Who are against the peace.
Is it the new radicals, like that really forgettable band from the 2000s?
Yeah, you know, like that one song. Where he says something about Marilyn Manson and Hanson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pumped up kicks.
Don't think that's right.
It isn't.
Absolutely incorrect.
That's a song, though.
It is a song about school shootings, if I recall correctly.
But it's not the same guys.
Run from his gun.
Pumped up kicks. Oh, he's 100p wrong.
Oh. Well, as much as everybody hates it, I am right. Yeah, that tracks. I thought that was the case, but that seems uncalled for.
You're uncalled for, you suck ass.
So, Mr. Protagonist, Reginald
Man Guy.
Reginald Man Guy.
Stupid fucking suck ass.
Heads to the airport to meet up with Geppetto, but is attacked by the radicals.
By those men.
Yeah.
What are we going to do without men?
One of them has a rib cage that bites you, and the other one's full of tentacles.
Yep. One of them could punch through a chain link fence, which I thought was pretty wild.
And so he's fighting with them. Turns out he has a gun that shoots demon-killing bullets.
His pea shooter was no joke.
It was no joke.
It split them motherfuckers right down the middle.
Yeah. But one of the demon fellas gets the upper hand.
Yeah.
And things are looking bad.
Oh, they ain't looking good.
And then his partner shows up.
Huh?
And his partner is the demon lady.
Yeah.
Not the spider one, a different one.
Nah, a different spider lady.
Not a spider.
A non-spider lady, yeah. As if those exist.
And her name is to be determined.
Ms. Lady.
Ms. Lady. And Ms. Lady saves his ass.
Reginald Ms. Lady.
Reginald Ms. Lady saves his ass.
Yeah.
Other Reginald. No relation. These are all fair questions that are being posed. Reginald Guyman is like, thank God you showed up. You really saved my ass, and now we're partners. And Reginald Lady is like, yup. And they take the car back to the hotel so they can guard.
Don't forget to bring back my car back tomorrow back.
They gotta guard Geppetto.
Just slide it under the door.
Just slide it under the door. I didn't realize the Malort was gonna make my kidney shut down. That's on me.
3151, if that helps.
Not at all, because I won't remember any of that.
Not a bit, but still.
You,
hey, no problem.
It's so bad, bro.
It was rough, dog. I didn't care for that. I'll tell you what, though, the vape juice really kind of kills that taste.
I'm going to hit your vape then, if that's the case. Going to make it go away? I would
I would punch myself in the dick if it makes a tape.
It really does. This vape pen is fucking awesome.
It's like,
I don't know why I'm smoking meat cigarettes.
I feel it in my molars, which is goddamn offensive.
That really is a pleasant little palate cleanser. Right? Right?
Sweet relief. And at the hotel, Geppetto gets out his sex pervert books.
Yeah. He's like, what about this commercial sex worker? Because Troy will yell at me for saying the P word. Yeah. They're like, nah, family, you gotta stay in your room. And he's like, yeah, but what about this commercial sex worker? They're like, nah, again, nah, family, you gotta stay in your room.
Yeah, you can't go out.
And then he's like, what about third commercial sex worker? And again, they're like, nah, family, you got a room in your stay.
And just so we're clear up front-ish, this is the one thirsty-ass film.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you've, like, sex things.
Everything's trying to have sex with everything.
Yeah. Because it happens a lot.
Because that old man got slapped across the mouth because he lifted up the tails of old girl's coat to look at her booty.
Yeah.
And then, but she was fine with him, like, rubbing up on her legs when they were in the back of the car. I don't know if fine is the right word, but...
accepted.
She didn't strike him?
She resigned herself to her fate.
Right.
Yikes.
She was like, at least he's just rubbing my thighs and not looking at my butt.
Hey, Wicked City... it was a different time, yeah. Okay? Just saying.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of those you couldn't make a Wicked City today.
No, sir.
Thing. I mean, you could.
Just like stripes wouldn't fly today.
It's like a lot of things wouldn't.
No stripes, no meatballs.
Yeah, or Porky's.
Or Porky's. Porky's is like a classier meatballs, if I remember right.
I don't remember a lot about Porky's. I remember mostly the box where it was like obviously some kind of like sex pervert hole the kid was looking through.
Didn't that guy put his dick on a hot dog bun? His name was Meat.
Oh, and he put his balls on it.
It was a foot long.
Yikes.
No, it was his ding dang.
It was his dingle dangle.
Last Christian, which was worse, meatballs or Porky's?
Oh, good. Good, good. Do you think they had meatballs and Porky's up north?
At Christian.
No.
See, I'm typing what I'm writing as opposed to writing what I'm typing, so that's not working out.
I'm typing what I'm writing?
Meatballs.
Good Lord.
More
So I'm going to try to talk over you.
Porky's.
Oh, are you all right?
No.
No. So, as they're hanging out in the hotel, we learn that the whole point of this, the Black Guard, is to protect the demon folk when they come over.
Yeah.
More or less. While guarding the Geppetto.
Yeah. That's that old man that made Pinocchio.
Yeah. Reginald Lady's ex-boyfriend shows up.
Yeah.
And, does some stuff.
Yeah.
With fingers. And parts.
Police Academy it is.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, there's...
She got finger banged.
Yeah, that happens. And as all this is happening, just when things are looking bad, which is a hell of a thing to say while watching this, bad is very relative in this film. Reginald Guidman shows up and shoots Finger Bang with his big crazy gun. And that's when they realize that Geppetto has run off to a soap land. Which is like a soap land is like some kind of Japanese thing.
Bathhouse.
Yeah.
I've heard the words bathhouse and Japanese in the same sentence before.
So we meet up with Geppetto at the soap land.
Yeah. And he's with that gal.
Yeah. She ain't got no nothing on.
Nope.
And neither is Geppetto, for the record.
Nope. He's nude. And apparently he's hung like a zoo animal.
Yeah, apparently he is fucking just dick the whole way down.
He may be 1,000, but he's got the penis of a stallion.
Yeah. It's baffling.
Yep. That's a word for it. So he's getting the old soap massage.
Yeah.
And she's like, flip over, family. And mm-hmm. she's like, man, look at that genital.
Oh, check out that genitalia.
And he's like, man, your boobs is nice.
I sure want to suck things out of your titties.
Yeah. She's like, but I'm not heavy with child, so there's nothing going to come out. And he's like, well, hell, something came out.
Right. All that actually happens.
Yeah. I'm not making this up just to be a horse.
Yeah, this isn't some horse-based hallucination.
No, sir. No, sir.
And so obviously what happens is naked lady turns into a goop pile.
Yeah, and the goop starts eating Geppetto.
Yeah, like you do?
And then Geppetto is kind of like stuck in the goop lady.
Uh-huh.
He sucked goop out of her nip-nap.
Not like the company goop that we have these
is
days.
Is nip-nap a politically correct term?
I'm going to say no. Probably not. And,
is it okay
just then,
to say
Team Reginald shows up, both lady and man. And they see that Geppetto is inside the goop lady. A little late for that.
Shut up. I still ask. That's the polite thing to do.
And they do manage to save Geppetto from the goop lady.
Yeah. Pulled him right out of the goop.
Like you do. And so they take Geppetto to the doctor's facility. And he, you know, is on the mend. But on the way there, Reginald Ladyman gets abducted?
Yeah, by the bad guys.
Man, by the Radicals.
The New Radicals.
No, that's the band.
Oh.
These are just the regular Radicals.
They were the Pumped Up Kicks guys.
Still not them.
It is them.
It might be them. I don't actually
know. It might be.
And, she's abducted and taken to the fucking Phantom Zone or whatever.
Shut up with your chest cherries.
Oh, heavens. So, she's been abducted by the Radicals.
So, nip-naps is okay because we were watching something Japanese. But I should refer to your nipples as chest cherries.
Yeah, no, it's clearly not that.
Why is it cold in here there, diamond cutters?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's inappropriate at best.
No, I apologize to myself because that's rough what I've said. See you in hell, beer.
Later for you, sucker. And as she's been abducted, Reginald Guyman is somehow...
Tell us all about it, Chesticles.
Being reprimanded by the higher-ups for the Blackguard because he wants to go save his partner, but they're all like, nah, fam.
Right. That's what they say.
Yeah. In Japanese.
Yeah. In the early, late 80s, early 90s Japanese, they all said, nah, fam.
Yeah. A common
right
phrase.
Common statement that was made.
So... He decides to defy orders, which is going to lose his job.
Right.
To go save her. So he does. That thing I said.
Get him a job! You need an ambulance!
So he follows them to some sort of dilapidated building. And gets into an argument with the radical guy. Apparently the radical guy is also her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, she's hundreds of years old. Presumably she's had a couple of boyfriends in that time.
Right, you'd think.
Yeah.
She ain't bad on the eyes, so she's probably had a couple of gentlemen callers.
Yeah. But he does manage to take out... the lady radical by shooting her in the gut.
Right.
Gutty works.
Right in the gutty works.
And exploding them. And manages to wound the radical leader guy.
Wound.
Wound.
You can't just say wound.
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 And then they escape.
Echape.
Echape.
As you would say before.
Before...
Right now.
Oh. Okay. So, they get out. They meet up with, what's his head? Geppetto.
Yeah. Little guy.
At the clinic.
The VD clinic.
Yeah. I mean, Lord knows that guy's got VD.
He's got them all. He wanted to see all of those... commercial sex workers. And this can't be the first time he wanted to see commercial sex workers, so.
So they both get fired, basically. Because, they're bad at their jobs.
Right.
More or less.
Yeah.
I guess.
That's what they all say. They all say dough.
They all say dough.
Simpsons.
Yeah. And the thing is with this film, it's only like 80 minutes long. It is basically just a series of action set pieces tied together with fuck scenes.
Right. There's sex, then violence, then sex, and then some more violence, and then more sex and violence, and all sorts of chest cherries and chesticles along the way.
You could basically wrap up the plot of this movie in like four sentences.
Yeah, we're working to get this drawn out to podcast length. This is going to be one of those 37-minute podcasts.
Yeah. They can't all be over an hour long, probably. I mean, we're trying.
We are trying.
Yeah. We could drink more Malort.
No.
Just the...
I would rather do anything but that.
All right, grab the mezcal.
Okay, I mean, if that means I don't have to drink more Malort, then that's fine.
Is it?
Yeah. Only by comparison, but yeah.
I don't want either of those things.
I would way rather drink mezcal than Malort.
Yeah, so sound off in the comments... Also, mash that like and subscribe button.
Yeah, and hit the notification bell.
Hit the noti bell, boys. It really helps us every time you subscribe to our channel.
It gives us more money.
Yeah. That was just a bit.
You're a bit.
I'm not sure. Why'd you touch me?
Because it's funny to smack people in the forehead.
Seemed uncalled for.
It's all right. It's fine.
So, anyway, where were we?
On the couch.
Oh, yeah. Fuckers getting fired.
Yeah.
For being bad at their jobs.
Yeah. We've all been there. I've been there.
True. So, they leave on account of their being fired.
That's true.
And then, as they're leaving, they drive through a tunnel, which is full of spider webs.
Were they walking through a spider web?
Yeah, just like that song by the No Doubt It.
Should they leave a message and they'll call you back?
There were frightfully few phone calls in this film.
Because Chris is just a girl in the world.
That's all I'll ever
be. And that's all that he'll ever be.
Yeah. I mean, I'm no Gwen Stefani.
She looks weird now.
Yeah, surgery will do that to a person, I suppose.
It's true.
I want to be 19 forever.
Not me.
No, that wasn't me.
I like being an old bald man.
Well, you carry it. Not well, but you definitely carry it.
But I carry it.
Yeah, that's your cross to bear.
It's true.
I still have the hairline of a child.
And you can go fuck yourself off a cliff for that shit.
Yep, I did it on purpose.
Yep, just to spite me.
Yeah, I rewrote my genetics just to anger you for the purposes of a 20-second not-good bit on a podcast.
I'm Chris. I've had the same hairline since 1993. Fuck you, Brett.
I mean...
You gotta shave your head so you don't look even older than you are, dumbass.
Yeah. We were all faking it.
Yep.
No, sorry, I burped and got a little more lort in there.
It's rough, dog.
It really digs in.
It's a part of you. I'm going to be tasting it in the morning, that's for true.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And by can't wait for that, I mean I'm sad.
Thanks, Troy and Lady Von Shark and Sadie.
Yep.
Thanks. For that you've given us.
It really hurts my insides.
It really makes me want to die and vomit.
So, tunnel, right? That's where we're at? The tunnel? Yep.
They're always in the tunnel in this movie.
And the spider lady from earlier shows up.
Yeah.
You can tell from the webs.
And the spidering.
Yeah. And she's super upset for reasons.
I mean, she was okay at the beginning of the movie because she didn't get to like eat the guy,
uh-huh.
But she got his 6-6 seed,
yeah,
in her belly, so she was okay with that.
That seemed to be what she was after.
Yeah, belly seed.
Yeah, like you do. And she attacks Spider Lady.
Yeah. Driving through the tunnel, you see spider webs and more spider webs and then a fifth spider web and then there's the lady.
Yeah. And she somehow gets them spider webbed up upside down in the tunnel.
Right.
And then gets electrocuted through the vagine because that's where all her spider webs come from.
Oh, yeah, that was a fun part. I liked watching her get electrocuted in their spider gene.
Yeah. As we all know, that's where spider webs come from.
She wasn't walking through them no more.
No. There were no messages. Only electrocutions.
And she couldn't call them back.
Nope. On account of she was dead.
Yep. She died. You can't make phone calls when you're dead. Trust me, I know.
So, team protagonist comes to... In a church, like you do.
Uh-huh.
And so they immediately bang it out.
Yep.
Like you do when you wake up in a church. First thing you do is start humping stuff.
Yeah, churches get you really, you know, boned up, so.
Yeah. Nothing like the Virgin Mary statue to get me just engorged.
Yeah. Engorged.
Yeah.
Wow. What a word you've said.
I know. I said it. I
didn't even say it. Usually that's the kind of thing that I would say, but it was you.
Yeah, this thirsty ass film. What do you want from me?
I don't like being on this couch with you anymore.
Good.
I'm afraid of your advances.
That implies a certain amount of movement.
Well, it's more of intention than the movement.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
So they make coitus. And they both think it's some kind of dream.
Ralph saw them making babies, and one of the babies looked at him.
Yeah. Classic.
The Simpsons.
Again. And Geppetto busts open the door. And he's like, "Sup, bitches?
You thought that you were supposed to take me to the peace thing, but I'm supposed to kill everything so you can go to the peace thing."
Yeah, because the...
Geppetto said.
The entirety of the peace treaty is contingent on them making a baby.
Right.
She has to be heavy with child.
Which you have to intercourse to make babies.
Yeah. And it turns out Geppetto is actually, you know, a badass. He's got, like, brain powers and shit.
He's got that standing still lightning ability.
Yeah. It's his psychic power, as he says.
Yeah, because did we skip the part how them snake monsters was coming out of Mary?
That's happening right now.
Oh, just right now.
Right now.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Go on.
So snake monsters coming out of Mary.
Oh, okay.
Geppetto killed him with his standing still lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
He exposits somewhat.
Pardon me?
He exposits all over everybody.
Yeah. There's a lot of that in this movie.
There's a lot of expositing. And this is when he lays down that, like, the key to the peace treaty is that a demon and a human will be able to conceive. Because I guess they could bang before, but they couldn't make a baby.
Right.
But
because they weren't married.
Yeah, in the eyes of the Lord.
Right.
That's what demons are concerned with. So it turns out that not only will this ensure demons and humans get along, but also it'll give the mother demon sick-ass powers.
Yeah.
Obviously. Sick-ass
powers.
Yeah, mostly ass powers.
They're sick.
Yeah.
The whole thing, I think it's sick.
But then the Virgin Mary tentacle statue monster, which is actually one of the radicals, attacks.
He was the snake monster with big old teeth.
Yeah. So a fight breaks out between Geppetto and the tentacle monster, which is the guy from before. Remember the before times when they had the fight with the sex thing?
Yes.
Oh, that was unfair. That's like 2/3 of this movie is the fight with the sex thing. So they're squaring off. Reginald Guyman backs him up. They think they win, but it turns out that they didn't wreck everything, so he just came back as a two-headed demon teeth monster?
He had like three heads, and there was a lot of teeth.
Yeah, much teeth.
Too many teeth.
And things are looking bleak for Team Protag. But then all of a sudden, up on the tower of the church.
Up on the rooftop.
Reginald Ladyman shows up in her sheet looking all pissed.
Right.
Because now
there was that scene with the sheet from earlier that we completely skipped.
There was a part where a sheet happened.
Yeah, she was wearing a sheet for clothes, and they were like, yeah, man, look at that sheet.
Look at that sheet. And now that she's heavy with child, she's got sick-ass powers.
Right.
And that's how you know she's pregnant on account of she got the powers.
Yeah.
And Geppetto's like, oh, shit. I didn't think it would happen so fast, but turns out she's got them dope-ass pregnancy powers.
Yeah, because all pregnant women have dope-ass powers.
Yeah. I'd just ask them.
Ask who? Christian?
No.
I think you want me to ask Christian.
I don't think I do. I think you're going to do it anyway, but...
Do all...
Uh-huh.
Pregnant... Women have dope.
Perfect. And Reginald Ladyman takes him out. Just.
She hit him with the nails, son. Her fingernails were a mile long all of a sudden.
And just split his ass in half.
Yeah. That's boom. How I want to go.
Boom, done, boom, done. Dun, 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 boom, dun, dun, boom. And the day is saved. They head off to the peace accord.
The city is no longer wicked.
Presumably make the peace.
Yeah, make the peace.
And now all that's left to do is wait for the gestation to occur. And then the child will emerge and ? Prophet.
Yes.
And they did it.
Yep.
I guess.
Yeah, probably.
And that's basically a Wicked City.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like action scene. Oh, it's fucking action scene. Fuck action scene. No, hold on.
Bar discussion.
Uh-huh.
Fucking.
Uh-huh.
Action scene.
Uh-huh.
Fucking.
Uh-huh.
Action scene.
Uh-huh.
Geppetto.
Uh-huh.
Demon lady.
Uh-huh.
Fucking.
Uh-huh.
Geppetto.
Uh-huh.
Fucking.
Uh-huh.
Fucking.
Uh-huh.
Fucking.
Uh-huh.
Action scene.
Uh-huh.
Geppetto.
Uh-huh.
Action scene.
Uh-huh.
Fucking.
Uh-huh.
Action scene.
Uh-huh.
Resolution.
Yeah, that seems right.
So, yeah, that's pretty much, that's really it.
So, Horse Lana, what about Wicked City? What do you think about this? Where are you at?
You know what? I really dug Wicked City. It's really the kind of movie that, as a 25 to 50-year-old male, that you should, like, watch by yourself, because I don't think a whole lot of the lady folks is going to want to watch this. But it wasn't bad. It was a nice little piece of late 80s, early 90s anime. It was very Ninja Scroll-esque, and I love me some Ninja Scroll. Way more sex than violence in this one than Ninja Scroll, but... I don't know, it's just, it kind of hit me in the nostalgia.
Right in the nostalgia.
It was nice. I liked it. If you're looking to get into anime and you want to see what that shit was really all about back in the early 90s, then Wicked City's not bad. If you don't mind some chesticles and teeth vaginas and all that mess. The violence wasn't super over the top. It was way more focused on the chesticles and teeth vaginas. But yeah, Wicked City, it was a fun little romp.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wanting to get into the anime, Wicked City is not a bad place to start.
A very specific kind of anime.
It will show you what you're in for. It's no what I assume Cutie Honey to be, which I'll watch one of these days.
Fair.
But I just know that from 19-year-old Horse Lanta watching the previews for that on Ninja Scroll, the 248 1,000 times I watched my Ninja Scroll VHS.
I would say Gabus Shaberda is Golden Hell.
Yes.
For one.
Yes. And don't let it cross your mind. I don't want to say the rest. It's embarrassing.
That's fair. Is it my turn, or...
What do you think about the movie, Troy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Boomer.
Weird. What a weird take.
What a bizarre way to describe your feelings on this.
You stupid!
So, Chris, what did you think about the movie?
You stupid!
Okay, thank you. It sure is an OVA from the early 90s.
OVA?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Original video animation.
Hmm.
So back in the 90s, there were a lot of things that were like kind of movie length, but not really, that were never released theatrically, that got released as anime. I think this is garbage, but in all the best possible ways.
I thought it was entertaining.
It is definitely of a time. I can understand more modern sensibilities having some issues with some of the things that occur.
What was the service you said we could watch these kinds of things on?
No, Retro Crush.
Retro Crush.
.tv.
I'll have to remember that.
There is a lot of...
Maybe I'll have it on my Roku TV.
80s, 90s. Yes, you can get it on a Roku.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of 80s, 90s stuff on there.
I have a Roku TV up in my drinking beer and watching TV room.
Nice. I mean, is this Citizen Kane? No.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
The answer is no.
It's one of Matt's favorite movies.
Is this going to check all the boxes if you're looking for titties and violence? Absolutely.
Yeah. Violent titties.
It's not the most complex story, but there's something to it. And granted, I've watched this thing repeatedly over the years, so I don't know if I can even be subjective.
I've only seen it the once, and I thought it was fun to watch.
Is there some stuff that doesn't hold up so well over time? Yes.
Yeah.
Is it just that right level of ultra-violent nonsense that, you know, teachers were worried about in 1993 that anime was going to bring over? Yes. Oh, heavens. I would say if you're looking for a thought-provoking anime that'll really change your mind about the genre, this ain't it.
Nope.
But if you want, like...
violence and titties?
Yeah, just some dumb, violent nonsense for no good reason.
With titties.
With titties. So many titties. And toothy spider vaginas. Well, I mean, this is it. That's all.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
And next up, an anime lord.
Yeah.
Is Vampire Hunter D Bloodlust, which, oddly enough, is actually based on a novel that the guy that wrote the novel this is based on also wrote.
I vaguely recall watching that movie like 20 years ago.
Last anime, we watched the first Vampire Hunter D.
Yeah. I also, back then, vaguely recall remembering watching that movie 20 years ago.
Yeah. So we're going to watch the next one.
Okay.
That's what we're doing. And Troy will be here.
Yeah.
I was expecting the OK Boomer, but... yeah, whatever. Don't do it now. It's too late.
Yeah, it's fine.
You done. The moment's passed.
It's fine.
So what if other people want to say how this is bad and we should feel bad for watching it?
How would they tell us?
Yeah.
Wellity, wellity, wellity. The Simpsons. You can find us on the Facebook because we're Slaughterhouse Princess. You can email us directly at slaughterhouseprincesspodcast@gmail.com. You can email me, the horse, directly at brettelliott138@gmail.com. You can bark at your Alexa to make it play Slaughterhouse Princess Podcast, I think is just how, all you got to do now, right?
Yeah, that sounds like a thing.
Yeah, those are words choice. That, you can go to slaughterhouseprincess.com, and it's got all the movies we've watched. So in case you want to request a movie, you can see if we've already damn watched it or not. We don't know. We've watched like a billion movies. We haven't all but abandoned Reddit and Twitter that we've abandoned.
Yeah, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, don't even mess with it.
Never mind.
I don't know why I say those things. You can shoot on over to Patreon store or Discord.slaughterhouseprincess.com. The Discord is where it's at. The general, we have some fun talks. The Patreon Discord, though, man, it gets wild up in that motherfucker because you get to talk to us live while we're recording. We've really been pouring it into the Patreon Discord last few months while we record.
It's true.
A big shout out to our existing Patreon backers. Can I try to name some of them?
Sure.
Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Von Sadie Von Junkin Shark.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Green?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Kylie?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Dummy Act?
Travis! Travis is a Patreon.
Yeah.
We don't hear much out of old Travis, but I can tell you he's still alive.
Great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is amazing. Let's find out right now if he's still alive.
Oh, let's have a check-in with Mr. Travis.
Yeah, you gotta make sure Travis is still alive.
And thanks to all the
Gator Hemi
patrons.
Are you still alive?
Thanks, patrons, for your support.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We put your $11 a month to good work.
Yeah.
We're so close to quitting our jobs.
Super close.
Yep. This is our retirement money.
We make so much money.
Yeah.
So much.
$11 a month split three ways. That's like...
That's an upwards of $3 a piece.
$3.74 a person.
Yeah.
Well, is he or ain't he?
He's not even online.
He will be.
Oh, okay.
He will be. So yeah, Kyler's on there. All that stuff.
All those things.
Yeah. But yeah, the Slaughterhouse Princess. We've been doing this shit for almost a decade. What's up with that?
What is up with that?
Can't stop, won't stop, bad boy for life.
Yeah. So come back next time for Vampire Hunter D Bloodlust.
Yeah.
And what other people something will the other thing.
Bye! Put it up to your ear and shake your head.
Oh, I didn't care for that.